Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning and happy Friday. This is Natalie and Maya with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, tomorrow an 80-year-old grandfather has challenged himself to walk 80 kilometres to honour the life of his granddaughter, who was allegedly killed 2 years ago by her ex-boyfriend. Russ Thompson and other family members plan to cover the distance over 4 days, which is in his 80th birthday, which he has dedicated to her. Each day, they will walk 20 kilometres on the Gold Coast beaches and national parks. The event is called A Walk for Emily and will raise money and awareness for the Gold Coast Domestic Violence Prevention Centre.
In national news, Canberra is currently facing major job losses and enrolment decreases in two of their major universities whilst lacking transparency with their current employees. The Australian National University, the ANU, being one of these universities, have recently announced their job cuts of over 400 members, which is to be enacted by December, where staff members are accusing the ANU of a lack of transparency with them. There have been multiple staff rallies as they fear for the security of their employment, but councillors of the unis are claiming this is the only way to maintain financial stability, a sentiment that affects staff and students.
Australia is in for a scorching summer this spring, as BOM predicts the hottest spring weather that Australia has had in years. A vast majority of Australian states' temperatures have surged as much as 13 degrees above the average predicted weather. Due to this burst of hot weather across the country, there will be a continuous heatwave occurring over northern Australia, making rest of the states suffer with extreme heat.
In international news, Typhoon Yingxing has hit the northeast coast of the Philippines just weeks after they suffered from severe storms. The typhoon has uprooted trees and has caused building materials to fly everywhere. More than 21,000 people have been evacuated from the Cayayang province.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of medium showers in the afternoon. It is currently 28 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 8 and 9am for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.